I'm missing you like crazy. And it's sure that if it's a myth that he love you, baby. God knows that if it's a myth that he from the G4 zone. Lock the tone. Said that.
Right now, you're in tune to Daddy Fridge and Mr. T, and we're here with an artist that was born as Michael Kennedy in 1972 in Cockspur Pen, Kingston, Jamaica. It's none other than the one and only Lukey D. Welcome to UK and to Lightning FM, and thanks for giving us your time today, as we know we are just passing through the UK.
Pleasure to be here, man, and you don't know when you say Lukey D, it's really Lukey D, because enough times say artist and the wrong artist. This is Lukey D, for real.
Make them know. Okay, Lukey D, let me start off by asking you where your music career started from. As I know, from a young age, you were performing on various local sound systems. Please explain some more.
Well, from younger age still, you don't know, start on a Cockburn Pen, where I work with Sturgia, where I work with a sound named Chetnam, one named Shalimar, one named Warwick. Because you know, when you start off on a sound system, it helps shape your career, where it all turn out to be a musical career, that is. And you know, them time you have a toast to think proper, and that help you learn. Because when a song can play and a rhythm turn over, you don't even know which song to sing by, because you have to sing song, you know, because you have to find the song. And they say start off from where I do that from a long time, so that help you forgotten everything where we have right now. Here we are today.
Sin. Okay, let's talk about when you joined Firehouse Crew. How did that come about?
Well, Firehouse Crew is my family, real family, you know. The BSC is my uncle, the rest of them are cousins and stuff like that. So when we formed the band, I was like the lead singer. We got the name Firehouse Crew and went to Tubby's. So that's how Firehouse Crew came about, you know?
All right. It was while you were at Firehouse, you released your debut album, Center of Attraction, with tracks like Read Between the Lines, I Don't Want to Cry, Part-Time Lovers, and Center of Attraction, and many more. Why the name Center of Attraction, and how did the album come about?
Well, first of all, Center of Attraction wasn't the first album still for Lukey D. Okay. There's one before that called Golden Rule when I was probably about 13 or 15 or something like that. Same. Producer, Channel One, you know, Devon Russell was responsible for that. Now, the name Center of Attraction came about because of the hit song that we had at that time, which is Center of Attraction. That's how that song came about. I mean, while the song was doing well now, between me and Fire School, we decided, yo, since we have a hit song, let's get an album. So we just went into the studio, made an album, and give it the title of the hit song, Center of Attraction.
Okay, Lukey, please give us a few lines out of Center of Attraction.
You are the center of attraction. You knock me on my feet. Center of attraction. And I gotta be this real. Still have my vice.
My gosh. Lukey D in session with Daddy Fridge and Mr. T right here on Lightning Radio 90.9 FM. All right, I have to move on to the song We Will Rock You, which was originally done by Queen. Why did you choose to cover a song like this?
Well, at the time I was signed to a record label called Down Sound Records from out of LA, and the idea was his. Down Sound Records, this is the same person responsible for Phantom Moja Career and a couple more people, and I was signed to this label, and they chose that song and thought that it would be a good idea at the time.
All right, let's move on to the group Lost. How was that formed?
Well, while I was in the States, you know, I had a group over there also. So when I came back to Jamaica in the 90s, I thought that, you know, I should get something like that. Being that I know Trillery and Melody from long time, and then Curtis came on the scene, we decided that, you know, we'd like have something that is different, unique, with four solo act, and then we formed the group in 97.
Okay, let me talk about the year 2005 and Be Strong, which was produced by Bobby Digital Dixon and Stingray. What was it like working with Bobby and Stingray on this production?
Well, I mean, Bobby's a great producer. You know, while you're working with a man like Bobby, it's always a pleasure. I mean, Stingray, a good producer from the UK. So I was here for a while working. Actually, where we're at now, this is where I was staying, doing the work and doing some work with Bobby. And when you're working with producers like a Bobby Digital, you know he's going to bring out the best in you. So we just get together, decide we'll do something like that, and the rest is history.
Scene. All right. Let's move on to 2006, the album Deliver Me, produced by Frenchie, featuring tracks like Kill Another Soundboy with Bounty Killer, Stand Firm, Life, and many more. What was it like working on the album and doing a collaboration with Bounty?
Well, I mean, working on an album like that, since with the effect that it had, was a good vibe, because what happened, we wanted to tap more into the European market, so we geared and steered that album towards that, and it worked. I mean, the song with Lukey D, with myself and Bounty Killer, the thing about it, I did my part. I wasn't actually there when Killer was doing his part. I just did my part, and then he just did his part. And that's how we came about with that, with a combination like that, which was a good song, did well, and the album did well. So that's how that song came about.
Well, give us a few lines out of your part, please.
It's so easy to kill another sound, just believe me. One bag of that no faze me. You try to test my sound, you must be crazy. Clash style.
My gosh.
Yo, what I'm saying? Man sound them come to test, who not test her? It's Waller than Louis, he lie and Sylvester, with the man in the Winchester. Yo, what I'm saying? Big bad sound them walk in, who the thing is a goat and duck a deal. Your sound box and your cough and your bill. Yo,
it's so easy to kill another sound, just believe me. One bag of that no faze.
Sound boy can't really you
good. We killed them from the start. I tell them feel like half. You shouldn't test so soon. And when you know, so you're so sad. I bet that you go far. I'm begging at the dark. You think you are a giant, but you're only at the bar. So boy, you're not a dog. We only hear your bark. You better leave the line. You want your team on bars. Oh, you feel confused. So when you know, so that you still know I'm not destiny.
We tend to play, tear them world apart. Blue Kitty, we murder them bumble clot. And give them gunshot all the way. From JK, go back to UK. Yow! This was so done hot. We don't know so why we are mixed with talk. And give them gunshot all the way. Why not with the A to the K? Cross.
It's so easy. Easy to kill another song, just believe me. One bag of nuts and the face. Drop it there for some, you must be crazy. Crazy, sweet.
Black, Lou Kiddy said that.
Okay, well now it's 2009 and a brand new album has been released. Lou Kiddy, Love Again, with tracks like Save Me, Young Love, How Will I Know, and Love Again, and many, many more. Please explain a bit about the new album and who you worked with on it.
Well, this album now is more geared towards the Lovers Rock fans rather than the first one, which was more of a reality kind of stuff. And on this album, I've worked with Special Delivery, some producers from France, JP and Pierre. I've worked with Kurt Riley. I've produced a couple of songs on it myself. Work a couple of Frenchies on the album, which he produced No Ear. I've worked with Donovan Jermaine, who's on the album, Sly and Robbie, you know, Yogi has a song on the album. The song comprised of a whole lot of singles put together to make up this album. And I mean, this album now is the one where, you know, rather than say, oh, Lou Kiddy was doing a cultural album, this one is more of a Lovers Rock. So when you tune into this album, you get that Lovers Rock feeling. And also, even though it's a Lovers Rock album, I have a couple of songs on it that is still cultural, but it's not a cultural album. But you know, me couldn't sing the album and put something about the youth or Babylon Fall or something. So we still have a couple of tracks on it like that, but it's more of a Lovers Rock kind of album.
Okay, what I have to ask you is about reggae music at the moment. What do you think reggae music's doing in the rest of the world apart from Jamaica?
Well, the thing about reggae, you know, it's on a global level right now, wide aspects, and some people are now just catching on to reggae, are just catching on to different people, because most people only did know Bob Marley from a longer time. Now they're getting to understand that, oh, this Bob Marley is not the only one that's been doing this music. We have different artists. So yes, it's opening many doors, and right now people getting to understand that this music, reggae, we love it, and reggae is a because reggae is a message music, you know. It speaks about the depression of Babylon and that kind of stuff, and reaching out to wrong stuff and all that kind of stuff. So I mean, we like what reggae do right now. Want to spread it more. That is why when a man like me and more artists can go out into the world and go to some far place for go perform, we need more of that. You know what I say?
All right. I have to ask you about the ban of certain lyrics on certain radio stations in Jamaica. Do you think it's helping your career? Because obviously your lyrics is clean lyrics, but the likes of I don't know, Bounty Vibes Cartel, some of the lyrics, why they don't. The artists are going on with things, but, you know, they don't believe, say, it's the right lyrics for certain youths to hear.
Yeah, man, I mean, I have to support that 100%, because, I mean, I don't sing no derogatory lyrics still, but you have to remember that we're talking about kids here and people and youths overall. A man, I listen to certain songs, it motivates him to do something. When you're not dancing here, you hear even a song like, I can put a smile back on your face. You want to dance to that woman. When two women I dance, that's how we have matey business. Them I dance for the whole night. Them not fight. But as soon as you say, see me at you over there, say they go bounce her, she go over there go bounce the girl. And the reason why she do that is because of what the song say. So if the song never say go bounce that girl, she would have never do it for the whole night. So you have to be careful of some of the things them where you say. And yes, you probably think so, you have the right to say you want to. But when you're going to say something that's going to influence people to do something wrong, you have to curb that a little bit, man. So if we can ban, because if we not ban some of that, you know, it will cause problem with society, and it will cause people to start saying, oh, this music called reggae is a violent thing and it's causing such and such, and we don't want that kind of music. Because too many people work, forget the music to where it is, for people start come do some things to break it down.
Well, reggae music to the world is all I can say. Just before we go, Lukey D, do you have a message for your fans here in the UK?
Yeah, man. I tell the fans that we love the support that I've been getting for the years, and I'm always going to keep doing music, as I've said so many times. Good music, clean music that they like. I mean, I'm going to follow along our fight. We love the support. All radio personalities, everybody, all the producers, everybody will support Lou Kiddy. We say, yo, this youth, I can't sing him. I have a good vibe. We'll support him. Enough respect. God bless.
Okay, Lukey, just before we go, I'm hearing talks of you back inside the UK very, very soon to do a show. Can you confirm that for us?
Well, for now, it looks that way. Like, I mean, I'll be here for that show. I mean, there are certain more things to sort out and stuff, but yeah, it looked likely that I will be here for that February show. And of course, you know, if it is sort out, it's supposed to sort out, me, I look forward to feed to myself, because, you know, me love perform here. Me love the crowd, me love the vibe, me love perform in any one of the two venues that I love perform. People know, which is Hammersmith and the Brixton Academy. Me love it, and of course, me welcome that right now.
Okay, Lukey, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, but I can't just let you go like that. The listeners would not be happy. Please give us a little medley off of your brand new album, Love Again.
Well, there's a song called It Call and the album called
How Will I Know You Still Love Me? You haven't kissed me in a while. Dearest, save me. I don't want to have to live without your love. Tell me how can I breathe with no air? Can't live. We're both shy just to say the words. I'll bring a smile back on your face. Maybe I can bring you brighter days. If you let me, I'll make you love again.
Check out the album. Love Again is the title. Lukey D.
Make sure you check out that album, and I tell you, say, we have to big up VP Records each and every time. Big shouts reaching out to Pierre and also Pusha for making this possible. Once again, Lukey D, thanks for giving us your time here at Lightning FM, and we wish you all the best in what you go on to do. Blessed love.
Enough respect, it's a pleasure having me here doing this interview, and yeah, you mean, don't worry yourself, man. I love you, say, every time.
I can put a smile back on your face. That if it should make you love again. If you let him, he'll make you love again.
Yo, this is Lukey D. I mean, I say it's all about Daddy Fridge and Mr. T and the G4 sound. Keep it real. Whoa.